Thomas. Python and kicks a beautiful goal.
Charlie Curnow directly in front, 30 out. He hammers it home.
Ground level, Charlie Curnow got the handball off to Ed Curnow, who snaps a goal. Oh, brothers in arms. And that was something pretty special. Full back, oh, they're in trouble here. Here's the kick. Right, and Wright kicks a goal.
Jack Silvani, big moment. Big goal! Cruiser slaps it forward. Silvani, he gave Willis a little push. Silvani then snaps the goal! Left foot snap from Jack Silvani.
So here comes Lamb directly in front, 15 metres out. And Carlton out to a 16-point advantage.
As Aaron Hall kicks the footy towards Ainsworth. And the Blues prevail. They were challenged. They were headed. But they've fought back. They've won by 10 points. And they've won their fifth game of 2017.
Bruce Eber and Michael Christian at Metricon Stadium, which can be pretty hostile territory these days for visiting teams. But Carlton got the job done. And having been challenged in the third quarter to rise again in the last and win with a little bit in hand. Not a lot, but a little bit was a terrific effort. Sam Doherty, who's playing such great football for Carlton, become a real leader of that group, is our guest now on 3RW Football for KFC. Sam, good to have you on our program and congratulations on your form. Richo has become the leader of your fan club and he's going to lead away.
Oh, you're right, Tim. Sorry to embarrass you like that, Sam, but congratulations on your form and the Blues. It's outstanding at the moment. And we had a quick chat after the game last night and you're just ticking little things off week by week. You haven't had an interstate win for a while and, you know, they're important little milestones when you're building a young team, aren't they?
Yeah, they definitely is. It's very important for our group to learn to not only win, but to win on the road is a big thing for our group. And it shows a bit of maturity from the win against GWS to then back, to travel to Gold Coast, which, you're right, it is quite a difficult place to play, and to come away with a win was really pleasing.
Sam, you would have been pinching yourself if you had have lost that one last night, because I think at quarter time you were plus 26 contested possession and really dominated the game, but the scoreboard was still within reach for the Suns. It must have been a little bit frustrating there that you didn't quite put them away as much as you would have liked early.
Yeah, obviously it would have been a bit nice to put a few more goals on the board early, but we knew they'd come back. They're a proud group, and they came back at us early in the year when they played us. But the pleasing thing is we sort of learned our lessons from earlier this year that teams might hit us in the last quarter, but to shift the momentum back our way and to finish the game off was really pleasing.
How do you shift momentum, Sam? Because it happens a lot now. You get five-goal leads and they're erased pretty quickly. You can erase it in half a quarter in the competition this year. What's the key to being able to wrestle back momentum? Do you guys have little trigger points that you go to when a team kicks two or three goals in a row?
Not so much. It's more just about making it a bit of a tough game to play, really. It's a big responsibility on the midfield to stop the ball from coming out and making it a real grubby sort of game. And once you can get it back to sort of level turns and then you start playing the way you want to play and playing the system that you want to play. And we were good enough last night to just do enough to get over the line.
Well done yesterday, Sam. Last night, terrific win. You spoke about finishing the game off, and I'd love to pump up Bryce Gibbs and a couple of those other players for their terrific games, but I'm sure they get a lot of love. The man I want to pump up is young Jack Silvani. His last quarter, he's been working extremely hard over the last few weeks, but great to see him get a little bit of reward for his hard work, but also the composure. In a big last quarter where he had to win the game, it was really impressive, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. He's been playing some good footy this year. He's been getting some shots on goals, but probably to his standards, he just hasn't been finishing them off. And I think that was the most important thing for us last night, is the big goals that he kicked, the 150, sticks in my mind as a really clutch moment in that last quarter where we sort of did get the game back on our terms, but then to have that goal kicked and the momentum, we were talking about before, the momentum shift come back our way was really important in the game and really important to our win.
Sam, who's taking the credit for turning Liam Jones into a defender?
I don't know who's actually taking credit for it. I read an article during the week that some of the recruiting staff were putting their hand up for the genius move, but I'm not too sure, but it has been a masterstroke, and it's rejuvenated his career, and he's playing some serious footy down there, which is really handy for us because we've had some big guys go down in the back line, and he's just slotted straight in, which is A credit to him personally for taking the role on and then consistently performing at VFL to then come in and translate VFL form straight to AFL. It's been great for him. I am really rapt for him. He's a terrific guy.
I think he said Josh Fraser had a lot to do with his development down back this year.
Yeah, well, Josh Fraser obviously coaches the VFL, so and for his confidence, I think, sort of, it was a bit of a throw to the wolves and see how you go, and then Fraser gave him a lot of confidence in what he was doing was the right thing, and I will credit a bit to our backline coach Dale Amos, who's taking him under his wing and really shown him how to do the defender's craft, and he's going really well. He plays the ball on its merits, which is the best thing I like about him, and he attacks the ball in the air.
It raises the point of identifying how players can best be used, Sam, and that brings us back to you, because you've become this kind of freed-up playmaking half-back, and I'm not sure whether you were always doing that. I think you did play back half in Brisbane in your earliest seasons, but how has this actually been identified and capitalised upon to the effect that it has?
I've always played my footy down back. Obviously drafted as a halfback and played a lot of it when I was in Brisbane, and then when I came down to Carlton, I played in that halfback role for probably my whole career. But I've had a really good apprenticeship watching Cade Simpson run around and do what he's done for so long, and just seeing how he goes about it, it's been really helpful for my career. And obviously Bolt's coming on and really preaching system and a team defence has really helped me to sort of free myself up when I need to, and obviously defend as well when I have to. And it's been good. I do rely on my other sort of six, seven backs that are playing as well. That we work as a group and we free each other up. And I happen to just get on the end of a couple more than the rest of them at the moment.
Sam, someone from the inner sanctum of Carlton in your first or second year once told me that wait and see when this kid has a couple of good pre-seasons under his belt. Is it fair to say in your time at Brisbane and then maybe your first season at Carlton, you really didn't get any sort of continuity in your training and therefore you just couldn't do what you wanted to do? And now that the last couple of years, training-wise, you've obviously been able to cope with everything that AFL footy throws at you?
Yeah, for my first sort of 4 or 5 years of footy, I had a lot of problems with my hips, some OP, 3 hip surgeries, so it was really interrupted early days. And the last 2 years, I've basically done 90 to 95% of the pre-season, which has been really good, and been able to stick out training during the year, which compared to my first sort of few years, I'd hardly even train during the week because I was too sore and just come out and play on the weekends, but I'm seeing now that the ability to be able to train during the week and over the pre-season, you can really develop your game quite quickly and improve areas that you're not doing well, and obviously work on your strengths, which is helping me as well. But it definitely makes a massive improvement in your game to be able to get the fitness firstly in the pre-season and then follow up with your skill and during the week after games is really helpful.
We're speaking to star Carlton defender Sam Doherty on 3RW Football. Sam, did you have Bryce Gibbs as your super coach captain last night?
I would have done all right. Coach, but geez, he would have gone all right if I did have him. He was super last night. I still can't really believe the game that he played. The sort of 43 touches, 10 tackles and 2 goals. It's an amazing game of footy, and it's really pleasing because he puts in a lot of hard work at the club, and he's a terrific leader and is working really hard with our group, and to see some reward on the back of that is super for him.
And it all sets the scene for maybe a game in front of 80,000-85,000 against Richmond at the MCG next Sunday. You must be looking forward to that.
Yeah, it's always good playing the Tigers. Obviously, they got us in round one, so we're looking to put up a fight this week and continue a bit of momentum we've got. But they're playing some really good footy. I know they've lost a few games in the last few sort of minutes of games, but they've been playing some really good four-quarter footy. They're a very good side. They've got a very good midfield, good forwards, and a strong back line. And obviously Alex Rance is dominating down there. So we'll have a look at them this week and figure out a way to beat them, and we'll see them next week.
It's a bit of ancient history, but you've mentioned playing your time up at Brisbane. You played 13 games there, 4 years now at the Blues. What were the circumstances of you coming back to Victoria?
I just wanted to get home to family and to be closer to my family and friends. And obviously through the time that I was up there, it didn't pan out the way that I wanted to, and probably the footy club didn't want it to. And I was lucky enough that Carlton wanted to have me down here, and the trade was done, and haven't looked back, and I'm pretty wrapped that I've come down.
Sam, do you think in the coming weeks is the potential that someone might come and sit on you at half-back, like a Jason Johannesson with George Hewitt up in Sydney last Thursday night? Because the damage you're doing is too great to ignore if you're an opposition scout. Do you think it might be on the way, a bit of a tag on you?
I'm not sure. It's something that I've never even really thought would happen throughout my career. I've had it a couple of times this year, and had some strong plans going into the games about how to combat that. And we've got a good little system with a few of our players that if anyone gets sat on, we've got some moves and stuff to test their structures and the way that they go about it. So it's a bit of an honour if it does happen that teams are trying to shut you down, that you must be playing a good enough footy that you're pretty important to it.
Sam, great to have a chat with you. Thanks for your time, and we really look forward to watching that big game that Mick Warner was giving us a taste of as he posed a question to you. It'll be a huge crowd and a really big game for both clubs. All the best.
Thank you very much, guys. Thanks for having me on.